5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to your daily dose of facts to fight off the liberal gaslighting.
You can be in the middle of a hurricane.
You have sanctuary in the city of Chicago.
Or you can be on a calm day. North is still north. You could be in a thunderstorm.
I am angry. We are not going back. Not ever.
North is still north. People can yell at you.
The hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them.
North is still north. It doesn't change fundamental things. And in this business, right is still right, even if you stand by yourself.
We don't get fooled again. No, no.
Live across the fruited plain and from sea to shining sea, we're converting the Marxist left 1 hour at a time on the Wendy Bell radio program.
Well, hello, America, and beyond the fruited plain, welcome home again to the Wendy Bell radio program. As always, it's a delight to share common sense, conservative mom values with all of you. Because if I'm feeling it, if I'm seeing it, if I'm thinking about it, chances are you are too. And it's nice to find a place that shares those values, right? If you're new, Wendy Bell Radio Network app, get it. Join the live stream. Whole 3 hours. We are the pioneers, by the way, I'm going to say, of that. Live streaming an entire radio show. Also, the second 2 hours, the second and third hours, I should say, are broadcast live on Newsmax Television on their free channel N2. However you find us, come back. Hopefully tomorrow. We got a good show, as always, lots of sound. We're going to begin with some Trump talk and this stupid case in Manhattan. We'll get you the sound from that moments away. Glad you're here. Welcome home. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen. You know, I really wonder how much this trial in Manhattan, this hush money garbage trial against Donald Trump, how much this is going to further awaken people out there who have been listening to the mainstream media and are now awakening to the idea that they have been conned and duped and manipulated and just flat out lied to for so long. Because it's going to become so abundantly clear, anybody who's not been paying attention, who's just peripherally been getting little snippets from the New York Times or from MSNBC or CNN, if they're going to start paying attention now, there is going to be a drumbeat of ridiculosity that I think is going to really, really alarm some common sense folks out there who just really are not that politically active. It's hard to believe, I know, in this job, that other people aren't paying attention the way we do, but they don't. And that's good. But it's time that they are snapped out of it, right? So what do you have? This reminds me of my children, of my sons and how they argue with each other. It's a very interesting thing as a parent to watch, especially if you have more than two children, to see how they advance into better arguers. From nah, yah-huh, nah, yah-huh, mom, right? That arguing where you want to throw somebody down the stairs. They graduate into the, well, you're fat. Oh, yeah, well, you have a big forehead. Oh, yeah, well, I got better grades in geometry than you. Right? That sort of stupid stuff. And then they get into college and beyond college, and then you actually get into the nuts and bolts of the adult mind that isn't petty and petulant and stupid. And unfortunately, we have too many people who are deranged in their hatred of one man who have reverted back, if they've ever graduated from that phase of life, where it's petty name-calling nonsense. You're going to hear lots of it today. You're going to hear lots of voices on MSNBC today doing the yaha, na'ah, yaha argument. And it's so distasteful. We have a man who has been found guilty of nothing, who has been accused of everything and then some. They have had to fake evidence. They've had to wiretap him. They had to invent stuff. They've had to bribe and blackmail people into testifying about Donald Trump. And this case in Manhattan is so preposterous. I mean, think about this. When your star witnesses, all right, is a serial liar who served time, Michael Cohen, is a former porn star in Stormy Daniels, and a Playboy bunny in Karen McDougal. And all of these people are connected in some capacity to the National Enquirer. And monetary payments for just being scumbags? Really? You know, I want to put something up on the screen right away. And it is a letter dated in 2006. And it was written, allegedly, by Stormy Daniels. Oh, it's January 2018, referring to 2006. This is what it says, for those of you who are new to this idea of Donald Trump and this hush money payment thing. It says, to whom it may concern, and it says official statement of Stormy Daniels. Over the past few weeks, I've been asked countless times to comment on reports of an alleged sexual relationship I had with Donald Trump many, many, many years ago. The fact of the matter is that each party to this alleged affair denied its existence in 2006, 2011, 2016, 2017, and now again in 2018. I am not denying this affair because I was paid, quote, hush money, as has been reported in overseas-owned tabloids. Hi, National Enquirer. I am denying this affair because it never happened. I will have no further comment on this matter. Please feel free to check me out on Instagram at the Stormy Daniels. Thank you, Stormy Daniels. Now, can I sit here and tell you that I'm a handwriting expert and that's exactly what she wrote and that's hers and it's authentic? I cannot. But Donald Trump put it out on Truth Social the other day, just as a reminder that the case that he is being sued for as a criminal case, think about this, is based on something that he says and she says never happened. So, at the outset, you know, I could save all of these people weeks, months, years of time and probably hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. If we were to just go to that, if the judge said, hey, come in, I want to hear, what's her name, Stephanie Cliffords or whatever her name is, Stormy Daniels, come into my chambers. You are under oath. Did you or did you not have sexual relations with Donald Trump? Because this letter suggests that you did not. And if she said no, then you could move on and say, okay, what are we doing here? We have a district attorney in Alvin Bragg, who we understand from Michael Cohen's own mouth and through the Southern District of New York, has been in constant contact with Michael Cohen since he was arrested and convicted of 5 counts of tax evasion, 1 count of bank fraud, 2 campaign finance violations, one involving Karen McDougal, the other for Stormy Daniels, and convicted of lying to Congress. All told, those penalties could have equaled 70 years behind bars. What did he serve? 2 years in jail, 1 house arrest. And it was during that 1 year of house arrest that one can presume he started getting courted by Alvin Bragg and the Southern District of New York. Is anybody out there, if that's the case, is anybody out there surprised that your star witness in a case could be bribed, blackmailed, given the opportunity you'll not rot in jail, but we need you to do something on the flip side, and it's coming up right before the 2024 election? I would not be at all surprised. So let's talk about Trump. Let's talk about Trump in this case. Did you guys hear what the judge decided? This is the same judge who said you can't. No, this isn't the same judge, but he was not allowed to go to Melania's mother's funeral. And now this judge says Donald Trump cannot skip trial to attend Barron's high school graduation. This is past petty and petulant. This is prepubescent Trump derangement syndrome. Listen to Trump yesterday at the end of jury selection, which resulted in no jurors seated. Go.
So thank you very much. We had some amazing things happen today. As you know, my son is graduating from high school, and it looks like the judge will not let me go to the graduation of my son, who's worked very, very hard. He's a great student. Very proud of the fact that he did so well, and was looking forward for years to have graduation with his mother and father there. And it looks like the judge isn't going to allow me to escape this scam. It's a scam trial. If you read all of the legal pundits, all of the legal scholars today, there's not one that I see that said this is a case that should be brought or tried. It's a scam. It's a political witch hunt. It continues, and it continues forever. And we're not going to be given a fair trial. It's a very, very sad thing. In addition, as you know, next Thursday, we're before the United States Supreme Court on a very big hearing on immunity. And this is something that we've been waiting for a long time. And the judge, of course, is not going to allow us. He's a very conflicted judge. And he's not going to allow us to go to that. He won't allow me to leave here for a half a day, go to D.C. and go before the United States Supreme Court because he thinks he's superior, I guess, to the Supreme Court. We got a real problem with this judge. We have a real problem with a lot of things having to do with this trial, including the DA, because you go right outside and people are being mugged and killed all day long, and he's sitting here all day with about 10 or 12 prosecutors over nothing. Over nothing. Over what people say shouldn't be a trial. So I just want to thank you very much, but that I can't go to my son's graduation, or that I can't go to the United States Supreme Court, that I'm not in Georgia or Florida or North Carolina campaigning like I should be, it's perfect for the radical left Democrats. That's exactly what they want. This is about election interference. That's all it's about. Thank you very much.
This is about election interference. Can't go to the Supreme Court to be a part of a very historic case. Cannot go to my son's graduation. This is where we are. This isn't about the law. This is about childish behavior. And Democrats, communist, Marxist, socialist, progressives, all in one, constantly behaving badly, putting you and me in danger and wasting all of their time to do one thing, destroy Donald Trump. When we come back, Jonathan Turley says this is so ridiculous. This is such a waste and polling that you might be intrigued by next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. No, you can't go to your mother-in-law's funeral. No, you can't go to your son's high school graduation. No. Everybody sees this. We know what's going on. You don't need Jonathan Turley, a legal scholar and a professor, to tell you what's going on, but it's sometimes nice to get into the mind of somebody who knows the law, who knows what's going on, who can paint this picture for you. Listen to this.
Everything about this case is, in my view, legally absurd. You know, this case is basically a state misdemeanor that had run out on the statute of limitations. And Bragg was forced, after he declined for a long time to bring this charge, to do so. His predecessor rejected it. And so they took a dead misdemeanor and bootstrapped it into effectively trying a federal crime. But the federal crime here under election law was rejected by the Department of Justice. They didn't feel that this should be charged. So you have this crazy case that's going to go forward, and it's going to turn on the testimony of people like Michael Cohen. And Michael Cohen just recently had a judge call him a serial perjurer. And he's going to appear as the center of this case.
And that's
Wendy Bell, breaking news.
Well, it was just a matter of time, ladies and gentlemen, as we interrupt your Donald Trump coverage of the derangement syndrome on the left. Fox News reporting, NPR has suspended the veteran editor, Yuri Berliner, after he detailed his employer's absence of viewpoint diversity last week in a stunning rebuke of the news organization. NPR media reporter David Flick, reported the five-day suspension without pay began on Friday. Hey, NPR, suck it! You know what? Sometimes you got to force your opponent to show what they're holding. Sometimes you just got to call, right? They lay it out for you. No, we're not biased. We're not a biased news organization. We take this very seriously. You're suspended. How dare you say otherwise? So for 25 years, this guy has worked in some capacity at NPR as an editor, as somebody who looks over the reporter's stuff and gives it the okay. And that guy, because he walked out of line and told the truth and said, you know what? I saw some real homogenized thought during COVID, and it was very alarming to me. And so I, Yuri Berliner, decided to do a dive on the 87 folks in our editorial department who oversee the content that NPR puts out. And what I found was not one single of them was a registered Republican. Now, do you think that that ought to get somebody suspended? Of course not. Do you think Donald Trump shouldn't be allowed to go to his son's high school? Of course not. It's all patently idiotic. And by the way, people know it. So this is the whole gist. Of course, we know that this hush money trial, which had nothing to do really with Donald Trump, it had nothing to do with him having sex with Stormy Daniels, because both parties deny that. It has everything to do with ruining him, tarnishing him, and doing so in the minds of swing state voters, people who are in the pivotal spots, who aren't quite determined yet. I don't know how you can't be determined. If you live in this economy and you see what's going on in this country, how could you possibly be on the fence? So I wanted to pull up this from our friend Rich Barris from Big Data Polling. He says, considering the sampling errors for each state, he's looking at all these swing states, it's still generally in line with the New York Times poll as a national benchmark. What is he talking about? That Trump leads in 5 of 6 swing states. And this is recent, right? This is yesterday. I'm going to bring it up. Swing voters right now, 5% swing towards Trump, 5% more. Arizona, it's Trump by 6. Georgia, and this is Trump definitely, Trump probably winning or being voted for. Georgia, Donald Trump by 10. Michigan, what? Trump by 6. Nevada, Trump by 7. Pennsylvania, Trump by 4. And of course, in Wisconsin, Biden by 1. What do you think is going to happen as we hear the drip, drip, drip of stories coming out of this ridiculous trial from a judge who is hell-bent on gagging, literally shackling and chaining and gagging the former president of the United States in a spectacle funded by George Soros? I mean, what could go wrong? Every single day, President Trump is going to exit the confines of that courtroom, and he is going to be able to talk about certain things that happened in the courtroom. And he will have a captive audience, because CNN, MSNBC, the New York Times, all of these outfits have nothing else that they know how to do than talk about Donald Trump. He owns all of them. And so as much as they want him to be muzzled, they need him to talk. They need the drumbeat. And as this limps forward and crime continues in our city and more unfamiliar faces start showing up in your neighborhood and they don't look like you, the more your money gets sucked away because of inflation, bad policy, and corrupt people who hate America, the more those swing state voters are going to see what's up. When we come back on the Wendy Bell Radio program, my friends, the progressive agenda is all about disruption. And we saw that yesterday all over the place. The story next. Okay, so do you guys hear what happened yesterday with these ne'er-do-well mobs clogging the Brooklyn Bridge, carrying Hezbollah flags? That's friendly. That says made in America right there, doesn't it? How about blocking a major highway in Eugene, Oregon? Or, you know, setting an American flag on fire? How about blocking the entrance to Chicago's O'Hare Airport? You want to tick off people in a hurry You want to turn the tide of any kind of understanding of this young generation that's been brainwashed into believing that that Israel is wrong in all of this? You know, look, can we just all call a spade and agree that we'd all like the killing to stop? The torture of women to stop? The abuse of hostages? The lack of care and concern for human dignity? Can we just all agree that this crap has to end? And that our government, who funds all sides of every conflict, which means we pay for it, is the dirtiest party. We fund the Houthis. We fund Hezbollah. We fund Hamas. We funded the Taliban. What else? What else? Iran, of course, yes. Billions of dollars worth. And so now it comes out as all of these protest groups galvanize around April 15th to go and make gridlock and make life miserable in very select, suck blue cities. And I say that without any kind of jovial perspective. To look at a city that was once beautiful and vibrant and safe, and to see what happens when Democrats turn them into hellscapes, it's not funny. Everybody suffers. So we were wondering, this Free Palestine effort yesterday, what's going on with this? Well, I found an article on the Washington Free Beacon, and I want to read this to you because these people are funded by George Soros. George Soros and his nasty fingers are all over so many of these NGOs, providing non-government organizations, providing all this aid to the people breaking our laws and coming into our country illegally, setting them up with voter IDs so that they can vote in our elections, even though they told us they wouldn't. George Soros money is all over these corrupt district attorneys, prosecutors, who are rabidly, singularly focused. They're not paying attention to what's going on in the crime in their communities. They will stop at nothing to accomplish one goal, and that is the destruction of Donald Trump. Everybody else be damned. We know that. It's demonstrable. From Fani Willis to Alvin Bragg, you know the score here. But when they go out and they snarl everybody's daily business by blocking airport entrances and bridges and major thoroughfares in cities that jam up the entire operation and could take hours to unclog, enough is enough. Police have been told to stand down. You can see the police, if you look at any of the video of these protests, doing a whole lot of nothing. A whole lot of nothing. Scores of Free Palestine protesters all across the United States took to the streets Monday to block major airports and highways and bridges. Those who were arrested will receive bail money and legal support from a left-wing dark money behemoth funded by, of course, Dr. Evil himself, George Soros. An online fundraising page shows. Can we agree that we're going to eliminate some people from our society because they're just dark and toxic and evil? I personally never need to see Tony Fauci again. I think he represents that on a huge scale. I think Bill Gates, on a massive scale, is just dark incarnate. And his fingertips under the guise of vaccines and making the world safer have been so disastrous and deadly. I think we could take George Soros, definitely put him and everything that monster touches on our list. And by the way, Klaus Schwab, I don't know, are you the apex of suck? Are you the tip of the spear of dark? I don't know. But this is the game, you guys. Make everything unaffordable, unsafe, inconvenient. Clog you. Rob you of your peace of mind, your safety, your idea of security, of what is right, of what is dependable, what it means to be in the United States. These protesters, who organized the global event under the title A15, April 15th, targeted economic choke points with the express purpose of causing as much financial disruption as possible. Look, I'm not a violent person, but this namby-pamby hands-off, oh no, somebody's going to get upset if we hurt somebody. You know, all it takes is a rubber bullet. All it takes is a water cannon. All it takes is pepper spray. All it takes is something. There is action that can be taken. Just look at what the Capitol police officers did to all the January 6th protesters. We could be doing some of that when these people stop everything in its tracks. These are the people who think it's okay to go to the Mona Lisa and with some kind of paint all over their hands go all over it. Because they think that we're killing the earth by driving SUVs. Really? We need a major psychological intervention in this country for a great number of people, my friends. So, by the way, anybody who donates to this George Soros fund, which bails out these people who make life miserable, can also funnel their money through Act Blue. Act Blue. Is there something that the Democrats do? Is there anything that they touch that doesn't suck? That doesn't go to total crap? No. So I'm super befuddled by these polls that show it's a dead heat between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Really? In what world is half of a population so asleep at the wheel that they would bend over and they would forfeit their individual constitutionally protected rights and freedoms so that a very few globalist pieces of crap can flush our toilet, everything we love, and be in power in perpetuity? In what world is this sane? Well, it's not. You know this. Great day to be at Chicago O'Hare. First of all, what a nightmare place to be on a good day without weather, to be stuck at O'Hare. How about these anti-Israel protesters shutting down access to the airport? People had to get out of cars and drag their bags to the terminal so that they wouldn't miss their flights. Do you think these people are now going to be empathetic towards these protesters for Palestine, wrapped in kafkas or whatever the hell they're called, to make it look like they know what the hell is going on? I saw a video yesterday of some kind of training module where a bunch of white college-educated liberal hacks are sitting around wearing masks. So it's got to be, what, during the throes of COVID. And they're learning how to say, death to Israel. What is it, Magbar Israel? That's what it is. Chanting it. And all of the people like little parrots chanting it through their stupid masks as they sit inches away from each other, drinking up the education of some guy who's teaching them death to Israel. And then you hear the voice of some lady saying, what does that mean, what we're saying? It means you're an idiot. It means you've been conned and you will not be saved, sadly. Now, before I bounce into what we're going to hit in the next hour, which is all this coverage of lunacy. And we need to be able to look at MSNBC through a very critical lens, because we have well passed the NPR whistleblower editor's phase of, you know, it kind of seemed uncomfortable to me that everybody was saying the same thing, to complete, unfettered, unabashed, in your face, every single day, consistent derangement for Donald Trump. You have educated people on live television losing their minds. It is so fascinating to watch this process, and it's gross and it's dark. And I want to remind you, not only is serial liar Michael Cohen, again, 5 counts of tax evasion, 1 charge of bank fraud, 2 campaign finance violations. And oh yeah, just, you know, just because we can roll it in on it. Lying to Congress. If that's your star witness, you be screwed. And then if you're going to call a former porn star, and then you're going to call, what, Karen McDougal? A Playboy model who received allegedly $150,000? To create a story about Donald Trump right before the 2016 election. Do you guys remember that? I found this. It has been a while, my friends. The DA, this is in Manhattan, is investigating an alleged $150,000 payment to Karen McDougal. From whom? Oh, the National Enquirer. So you have a porn star, a Playboy bunny, and the National Enquirer, and Michael Cohen all working together to sink Donald Trump. Working in concert with a Trump-deranged judge whose daughter works in a capacity to help Kamala Harris and Adam Schiff and other lefties with re-election campaigns. And his wife, the judge in this case, his wife worked for the DA's office for like 30 years. And this judge, we think, is going to seat an impartial jury of Donald Trump's peers in New York? What? All of this while the most pivotal election in my lifetime, I can say, I would imagine yours too, dangles in the balance. And lost in this conversation are all of the allegations about Biden and the Biden crime family syndicate. 30-odd million dollars that we know of from multiple foreign countries for no service rendered, no skill provided, and receipts intended to be baffling and stonewalling. But it's Donald Trump who's on trial, who will miss his son's graduation and won't be allowed to address the Supreme Court. Really? You think people see? I do. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, on the Wendy Bell Radio program, it is this great awakening that I am speaking of, and it is happening, and we have audio proof of it. People who are not conservatives who are seeing the light. Oh, you'll love this. Next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. So it is interesting as you hear some of these voices, and I don't know what it is that prevents some people from being able to admit that they were conned, that they were played. I've been played. I've been played financially. You know, I think people have issues with folks in their businesses or their firms either stealing or cheating. It's rampant. It's so disappointing, isn't it? So once you've been duped, you snap out of that and you're disillusioned, yes, but then you become super aware and super suspicious of other people. Well, these folks who are waking up on the left are saying it. I'm so sorry, Mr. President. I was wrong. I believed what I was told. I listened to the lies. I did not independently verify. Because if I had done a little independent fact-checking, I probably wouldn't have been conned. And this mashup right now, it's a series of voices. It starts with the woman who says exactly that. You know, I listened to Donald Trump speak, and then I watched as the media reported on what he said, and what they say he said and what he said weren't even close to being congruous. And then I woke up. Listen to the voices. Some of them are familiar. Go.
I'm not afraid to admit when I'm wrong. I'd rather know the truth, even if it means I'm wrong. And so with that, I'll say the media played me. And I watched Donald Trump speak live in his news press briefing, so I was trying to find any kind of answers I could. And as I watched him talk live, I also watched the news totally spin his words out of control. I looked more into Trump's character and his background, and there just wasn't anything there. I had no idea why I hated the guy in the first place. So yeah, I got played. And I never thought I would say this, but I absolutely love Trump. I love him so much. He's a hero in my book.
If you could give President Trump, or if you were able to talk to President Trump tonight, what would you like him to know?
Listen.
I would like to say, Mr. President, I am so sorry for believing the lies that the mainstream media
has just projected on me and that I fell for and I believed. I stand by you. I love you. I thank you for what you're doing for this country.
Mr. President Donald Trump, I want to meet you so bad. Mainly to apologize face to face for allowing the media to influence my opinion of you. I've been digging and doing my research, man. So many hidden things that they hid.
When are you guys gonna learn? The more you indict, the more we unite. Facts. It's Trump 2024. We don't care. You heard me? We already made our mind up. You already know when the hood got your back. Man, they deep in the hood, gangsters, hollering about Trump 2024. You heard me?
We've been used and abused for so long. That party, they don't value our vote. Their policies are basically racist policies. I believe it's a racist party. Donald Trump is—he's the opposite. He's going to tell you how it is. He's going to give it to you straight. Trump has done more for the black community than any president I can think of in my lifetime.
I mean, if you ain't waking up and paying attention to what's going on, I mean, the more they do to Trump, honestly, the more they go after this dude. I don't even like Trump. I ain't vote for him, but I tell you what, I probably will next time. Because this dude seems to be turning black. The more he does, the more blacker he seems to get. Because they keep going after this dude for nothing. Sound just like they what they've been doing to black people for years. Come on, man. Yeah, wake up. Don't be stupid. Wake up, for real.
Two things in there. Wake up. Don't be stupid, for real. Come on, man. And the other gentleman who said, and then I started doing some research. Yes, that is the key. See, they need you in a trance. Hitler needed Austrians on his side. So he sent them those radios, beautiful. And the only channels they could get were the propaganda of the Nazi party and whatever snippets of music they would put in there. News of propaganda. Keep people in the trance. Send out the Gestapo to track down dissidents, to knock on their doors, and to round them up and ship them off. How is what we're going through right now any, really, when you look at the framework, different than that war? But it's until you take charge of your reality, it's until you start doing your own research, when you decide you won't be conned anymore. And then you start to realize how impossible it is to find simple facts. No spin. How did they vote? What did they say? Let me hear it. Not some anonymous source close to the investigation told us on the condition of anonymity. I want to hear and see the facts. Because once you start on that journey, you begin to uncover layers and layers of lies. And it is humbling. It can be humiliating. It can make you feel so foolish and insignificant. But that's the moment your pendulum stops moving one way and it begins to shift. That is where we are. When we come back, hour number two of the Wendy Bell Radio Network program, solving the mystery of media irrelevance. Media irrelevance. Why are they so not paid attention to? Well, you will hear. It's not the final nail in the coffin. It's close. Next on the Wendy Bell Radio program.